Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So then, we have this. A pilgrim, one of these Congress critters that you never hear about, except this one has decided he wants to be famous too, got out on Twitter and sent out a tweet saying, "Tonight I'm calling for the eventual prosecution of Donald Trump and his enablers for their many crimes against the United States." And his demand was accompanied by a screenshot for an official press with a press release. "Donald Trump and members of his administration have committed innumerable crimes against the United States." He says this without defining any beyond generalized smears and propaganda allegations. Leading up to what he's really saying, he has engaged in treachery, in treason. Now, the punishment for treason, defined by law, by the way, and not by an obnoxious collectivist New Jersey politician, is death. Pascrell, by proclaiming him guilty just because he says so, wants Donald Trump to be executed by the agents of a Democrat regime, whether it's authorized by United States code or not. And the same penalty applies to those who conspire in this treason, and Pascrell hasn't forgotten that either. So he writes, "Therefore, in 2021, the entire Trump administration must be fully investigated by the Department of Justice and any other relevant offices. Donald Trump, along with his worst enablers, must be tried for their crimes against our nation and Constitution. Otherwise, the future will be one of lawlessness and authoritarianism," he warns, seemingly oblivious to the concepts of cognitive dissonance and projection. Trump derangement syndrome. It's an ugly thing, isn't it? It is an ugly thing. And it's a stupid thing, because exactly what has he supposedly done? Besides us hearing a treason and this and that, and you know, what exactly? Give me some specific thing he's done that is treasonous. Mueller didn't find anything. We know that this was actually a distraction campaign put together by the Clinton campaign in 2016, all the stuff that you might be alluding to. I don't know. And the thing about treason is true accountability requires all enablers to be brought to justice. That is all the conspirators, which means it can't just be limited to administration employees. That, and without defining what these specific actionable crimes is or are, knowing which ones Pascrell considers worst is hardly an objective legal standard. And as we've seen time and time again, Trump is an avatar for his supporters, for those Americans who believe not so much in the man as in the agenda he presented to gain their votes. I'll admit, I'm a co-conspirator and enabler, and I'll offer as evidence a record of advocacy that can't be hidden. And so if a Democrat administration is going to try to arrest and execute a deposed executive and has written you for treason, it might as well come for the whole lot of us, and it wouldn't be the first time some of us have been so accused. Good thing for him, though. He thinks that Representative Pascrell understands some will not go gentle into that good night. And that, no doubt, is why he's not just a monopoly of violence-promoting totalitarian wannabe gun grabber, but a demonstrably dishonest one at that. Because then we get this. I support the Second Amendment. He lies. Then he proceeds to detail the infringements he intends to impose under the force of state arms, sanctimoniously adding, when we raise our hands, if we are fortunate enough to be elected or reelected, we swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's not actually how the actual oath goes, and he's mixing it up with part of the Declaration, but it's not like the attention-seeking old rights swindler means any of it anyway. But it does put to the lie the new Joe Biden Democrat slogan for the slow-minded about unity and healing. Because you want to know what one of the crimes is that he deems to be treasonous? He says he's attacked our elections and sought to throttle democracy. Now, disregard for a moment that this old man doesn't understand that we don't live in a democracy. The president is not the only one guilty of disputing election fraud, but his noted attorney, legal scholar, and incidentally, to add other perspective here, no friend of the Second Amendment, Alan M. Dershowitz, writes about a petition to disbar Trump's attorneys. This is McCarthyism, pure and simple. And it's worse than that. Not just because Joseph McCarthy was maligned and demonized and that evidence accumulated from a variety of sources, including Soviet archives since the end of the Cold War in the early 1990s, shows that McCarthy's charges were in numerous cases neither false nor hysterical, but correct. Pure and simple, Chi-Com-style struggle session tyranny is more like it. And Pascrell has just upped the stakes beyond that and moved the argument from the cancel culture destroying people's social credit and careers to destroying people's lives, literally. Does anybody think that we can unite and heal in that particular sort of environment? Does anybody that's actually seeking freedom want to? And there's a revealing sign held up by some Portland anarchists unwilling to settle for that and unsurprisingly demanding more. They're holding up signs, we don't want Biden, we want revenge. And we should believe that. We should definitely believe that. This war we are in is existential. And useful idiot domestic enemy enablers like Bill Pascrell might be surprised over who ends up on the trial for his life should the countrymen he seeks to disarm and prosecute not prevail. Because I got bad news for you. Antifa's coming for everybody. Antifa wants the establishment destroyed. They don't look at the Republicans as the only establishment. Oh, no. They don't. So that's one of those things that I love when the Democrats get out there. If you were to ask them, hey, you understand, of course, that the whole thing about you being the establishment, that you're in control, and this is an arm of your people. Are you actually in control of these people? Are you actually in control of Antifa? And they would say yes. Except don't forget what happened to Ted Wheeler in Portland. Ted Wheeler, the mayor, who let them do what they wanted to do. They went after him. They ran him out of an $800,000 condominium. He left because the building, everybody else living in the building said, you can't be here because you're endangering all of us. They went after him. And instead of fighting back the barbarians at the gate, he was given up by his fellow dwellers. And I don't think Mr. Pascrell would fare any better than that. I think he would also be given up quite quickly. But, you know, it's all beside the point when it comes down to certain things. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. President Barack Obama has been described as the greatest gun salesman in history, and that's pretty accurate. During his tenure in the White House, he represented a constant threat to our gun rights, even when he wasn't saying a thing about them. As a result, many went to gun stores to buy firearms while they still could. Curiously, when President Trump was elected, that fear disappeared and the firearm industry hit a bit of a slump. That should never have happened. And a lot of you know that now, right? A lot of you looking for ammo right now know that there should have been no slump. A lot of you looking for certain weapons know there should have been no slump. But that's all beside the point. Now, though, the press is salivating over the idea of a President Joe Biden, and they're getting kind of stupid about it. And even a business publication like Forbes is being idiotic. They write, the great irony of Joe Biden's presidency is he could be good for the gun industry. President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are already fueling gun sales with the gun control platform they ran on. Americans are buying guns like never before. Gun sales have surged since the COVID-19 pandemic swept through America in March. The FBI conducted 32.13 million background checks in the first 10 months of the year, breaking an annual record before the year is over. And while background checks are not the same as sales, they serve as the closest nationwide proxy. Gun sales are fueled by fear over the coronavirus pandemic, a flattened economy, the millions of unemployed workers, and civil unrest stemming from volatile protests and police brutality. Gun sales are also fueled by politics, and consumers are motivated by the fear of gun control. So, what we have here, once again, is an active populace buying guns because, you know, Biden will represent a threat, and as a result, people will buy more guns, even if COVID-19 and racial tensions vanish. Now, this line of thinking, if it can really be called that, only works if there's a perceived threat, not an actual one. Obama sold tons of guns because buyers believed he represented a threat. But without a compliant Congress, something he didn't have most of his presidency, there wasn't an actual threat to gun rights. Yeah, he wanted to push gun control, he just couldn't. Even most Democrats were concerned over the ramifications of backing gun control. Recently, I mean, the Congress we have now, with the Democrats in charge of the House currently, most of the Democrats there don't want to run the way Nancy wants to go, because they like being congressmen. But once again, that was then, this is now. Now we have Biden, who ran on gun control during the primary. We've got Democrats in the House who've been chomping at the bit to pass gun control. The Senate could potentially be 50-50 with Kamala Harris as a tiebreaker. All it would take is one or two vulnerable Republicans thinking they have to cross the lines to keep their jobs, and we got a problem. A big one. And that is not good for the firearm industry. And here's my problem with all of this. The idea that the only time we should be active is when we have an active threat against us means we're never going to move the chains, people. When Trump was elected, everybody relaxed. Everybody said, oh, thank God. And a lot of people forgot that this whole ebb and flow of who has power goes back and forth. The electorate is fickle. Most of them are not informed. Most of them are very lowly informed. They only get their stuff from the TV. So most of them believe that gun control would actually do something about crime. And yet, except for certain states, and except, you know, like the NRA. The NRA has been taken out of the fight because of everything that's going on against the NRA. They're in a defensive mode. So as a gun rights advocacy group, to me, they seem somewhat ineffective because they're fighting for their life. They just had to settle and pay a fine for carry guard, which was a misguided thing for them to try to begin with. And, you know, some of the things that he wants to do, this would not be good for the firemen, Biden. While they might sell more guns in the short term, they're going to see the most popular offerings banned or attempt to be banned. The AR-15 that they want to ban, that will survive because it will go through the courts, and it will get to the Supreme Court, and it would be upheld. And that's a good thing, because I have a whole lot of companies that I think a lot of, you know, Spikes, Arrow Precision, Franklin Armory. These guys make AR-15s. They make really good AR-15s, and this would put a lot of these guys effectively out of business. And I'm not going to settle for something else besides an AR-15. They're not getting mine. Somebody's not going to go to a gun shop and say, well, I want an AR-15. Those are banned. Well, let me have that bolt gun instead. What they want to do would hurt the firearm industry as a whole. And it's the equivalent of telling the oil industry they can no longer sell gasoline and expect them to thrive over petroleum derivatives. This is why Pincus came on the show and why I ripped him. This sort of short-sighted Mensa attitude that some people get, where they're out there saying, well, you know, let's not do anything because right now everything's cool. Why would we do that? We have to go on the offensive. And once we go on the offensive, we have to stay on the offensive till we start getting what we want. We want national reciprocity. We want Heller to be the law of the land. We want the NFA to go away. Anybody hear that proposed anywhere? I didn't hear it. So, when we do eventually retake power, and we will, hopefully we go in a different direction and we're not satisfied with being in charge. We don't need to be satisfied with that. We need to make changes. This is what the left intends to do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I mean, as long as you keep your mask on, everybody keep their mask on and stuff and stay distance, I think everything should be all right. I don't expect a lot of people to come out today.
Those comments from a shopper in New York, courtesy of NBC's Today Show. The pandemic may be keeping some Black Friday shoppers from stores, but online sales are continuing to soar. Over $5 billion has been spent online, which is up 22% from last year. Ahead of two key Senate runoffs, President Trump says he'll be visiting the Peach State.
We're going to have a tremendous crowd. They're looking for the right site. Probably we'd love to take one of the big stadiums, but you can't because of the COVID. So we'll have an outdoor form of probably an airport. Most likely it's an airport. They're looking for the biggest space. And we'll have, you know, tens of thousands of people show up.
You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump says the delivery of a coronavirus vaccine could be as early as next week or the week after. The president making the announcement during a Thanksgiving video teleconference with members of the military service stationed around the world. The president noting frontline workers and medical personnel and senior citizens will be first in line to receive the vaccine. A lot is being made of people gathering together over the holidays. Dr. Marty McCary is a physician and professor of public health at Johns Hopkins University. He tells Fox News we need to remember one thing.
We knew that this infection had its death or mortality skewed towards comorbidity, but we didn't realize just how skewed it was. And in fact, when we talk about those with advanced age being at increased risk, it's really because advanced age is linear or collinear with comorbidity.
NASA says there is a lunar eclipse coming Sunday night into Monday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Anybody see, anybody see Tucker Carlson get upset because Sidney Powell would not send him over the proof of what she's got going on? Did anybody look at that and say, you know, Tucker, I like what you do. I like your attitude. I like your politics. Who the hell do you think you are? The only way the left could win this election, Joe Biden's election, was by massive fraud. And that's what they realized during the early morning hours after midnight on Election Day. So they piled it on. And this is really startling. Not that the left cheated, not that they engaged in psychological warfare to cover up their cheating, but that all that constant pounding, the immense effort by the enemy of the people, false and fake and media and the near criminal defalcating do-nothingness of the DOJ, even the held-back news of Trump's vaccine, failed miserably against the forces of MAGA. We Republicans, or whatever we actually turn out to be, gained a governorship and 10 seats in Congress, several state houses, and regarding the presidential race, support from nearly every demographic, including a tremendous gain among black and Latino voters. America started coming together.
President Trump himself got 10 million more votes than in 2016 with the fix in. 73 million plus votes. It was the forces of MAGA that triumphed, not the Democrats. And why did this happen? And why are so many people against Trump? Well, because under the administration of Trump, our blinders were removed. The curtain was drawn back. The sick cult of the left is the state religion no longer. It's the high priests. They've been exposed as frauds and hucksters. And we've realized that we don't have to lose. And we don't have to be nice about it. Trump taught us this. And we've realized we can be joyful winning. It was amazing, and it was a whole lot of fun. Witness the D.C. MAGA march. How can it not be fun after all the MAGA movement is one of love? Does that need summing up? We unified around the flag. The entire message, the foundational idea of the left is the opposite. Witness the boarding up of D.C. and the nod boarding up during the MAGA march. And moreover, there is no set in stone reason the shift should not continue. There are even indications that the pace of the shift, the awakening, is going to continue. There are new social media replacing the old censored and propagandizing media, and a large shift to them is occurring. People are also fleeing a newly leftist propagandizing news network for more objective ones. And, you know, that's really all anybody should ask for is objectivity. You know, I am a fan of Tucker Carlson, but being objective, I got to sit back and say, where are you coming off with this there, young fella? Who do you think you are? All of this in the face of a concerted effort to make us accept the results of an election. We are supposed to blindly to believe everything is okay with it. Anything claimed is at once condemned. Even Trump's attorneys are being told by other attorneys, a big no-no, that they are traitors. This is the measure of their desperation. They are relying on deep state bureaucrats, the ones placed in positions by the various states, to monitor the election process to maintain the party line that everything is all right. Do you remember when no one believed in the deep state because, well, there wasn't one? It almost makes you think about that thing. The biggest trick that the devil ever played on humanity was to make us believe he didn't exist. Does that sound like the deep state to you? In the corrupt deep state's maintenance of the party line, one of the things they played on early relates to the difference between the crime of election fraud and its consequences. Now, a criminal case for election fraud is a criminal case. A crime is a crime. Whereas an election result that cannot be certified because of lack of confidence in its results is a completely different thing. The left has been conflating the two on purpose, but the purpose of criminal law is completely different from a process undertaken to assure the legality of votes cast. The former we generally leave to law enforcement, the latter we don't. And the difference between the two should be obvious, but because it has often been obfuscated, an example might do. Someone places a faked ballot in with lawful ones. This is a crime. It is within the precinct of law enforcement. It is also irrelevant. What is relevant is whether the votes cast were lawful and lawfully properly counted. Discrepancies by themselves without more are, let us repeat, are enough to make this determination. So it's evident that, say, 100,000 illegal ballots were secretly mixed in with the rest, basically physically indistinguishable from the legal ones. Recounts or audits might be of no use. Jonathan Turley describes this problem as one of authentication. He recently said, but the main thing I'm looking at is when you talk about systemic problems is how these ballots were authenticated, because if there is a problem in the system as to authenticating ballots, that would affect the entire election. And the same certainly can be said about votes, especially if the insertion were accomplished by means of a computer program. This kind of chicanery would subvert even a fair ballot authentication and vote counting system. So the question of whether to have confidence in the election is in the first place left to the legislature. And that is what is meant by the idea of their having to certify results. They don't certify that they are collected. They certify they are believable. And the power of the legislatures have is plenary. And how plenary? As many have newly discovered, legislatures can and have appointed the electors themselves without elections. State legislatures could decide to ignore, for instance, an unfair election and to exercise the power to appoint electors itself. And the Supreme Court has said, there is no doubt of the right of the legislature to resume the power at any time, for it can neither be taken away nor abdicated. It's not mechanical, although the left would like for it to be that way. It's not a matter for the deep state to handle silently. The point really is that the state legislatures have a great deal of power in this matter, and they should. And they have to take into account the evidence of fraud and chicanery, not to mention the perception of so many of their voters that the election was rigged. State legislatures are close to the people, and the people should let their concerns be known without letting the legislatures squirm off the hook. We now know that we are the majority. And we know the left will stop at nothing, even targeting our children. But they do not realize that they give themselves away by seeking to brand as illegitimate any questioning of the voting process. That in itself is a hijacking, a perversion of the process. And it goes necessarily to the conclusion that any proclamation of their favorite candidate is illegitimate as well. And such an illegitimate outcome, if that is what to occur, that's only going to make us worse. So, while they're out there talking about the attacks on the democracy, we're trying to preserve that part of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So then, most of the things that I do, that I train to do, focuses on defeating a threat posed by the most dangerous species that roams the earth, which is humankind. But there is no denying that furry creatures also pose threats far more often than many realize. And animals, both domestic and wild, maim and kill quite a few people every year. So defending yourself against the threat of the furry variety proves quite different from a human attacker in many ways, both tactically and legally. So what are the rules? Well, item number one, I'm not an attorney. So, I'm going to offer you some relatively universal principles to consider concerning defense against animals. You have to understand the threat. What animals actually pose a threat worth your consideration? The answer is based primarily on where you spend your time. If you live in a rural woodlands area, you may face danger from large predators like bears and cougars. If you live in an urban or suburban setting, your primary animal concern may be domestic dogs. In either case, these animals can assuredly pose a deadly threat to a human being. Bears and large cats should be obvious in this regard, but many people discount a large and aggressive dog's actual capability. Large dogs have very powerful jaws and can do excessive damage by biting and tearing.
Also of concern is defending other innocent people. Dog attacks on other people, particularly children, need to be handled with an immediate force response. And while a lethal response may be required, you can sometimes use a less lethal tool to try to dissuade a dog or other animal that it is aggressively approaching to attack. OC spray has a fairly good track record in discouraging dogs and other animals, and as with humans, the spray cannot be counted on to be effective, and a particularly aggressive dog may power right through this. Another significant consideration regarding animal attacks is the nature in which they attack. If you need to shoot a dog attacking a child, making that kind of a shot is fraught with peril because the dog typically ends up on top of the child or attached to the victim in some regard. A contact shot may be the best option or resorting to an edged weapon. When we're talking about a contact shot, that's like jamming the weapon up against them, muzzle first, pulling the trigger then. While these considerations may not be foremost in the world of self-defense, thinking about these possibilities before you face this kind of a situation, that would be very sound. Then you have to be concerned with the legality of using force on animals. The justification for using force against an animal is not necessarily different from that used against a human adversary. You have to have a reasonable fear of death or grave bodily harm. And you can certainly argue that resorting to force earlier when facing an animal threat as homicide is not the possible outcome. But I would suggest that shooting an animal, particularly a domestic pet that belongs to somebody else, should not be taken lightly. You want to articulate the need to act with force as you can absolutely face charges for killing another person's dog or other pet. Unless you run up against one of these people that has all of these exotic pets, like the chimp that tore the lady's face off, that kind of thing. While you may not face charges of homicide, there are many severe charges that can be brought against the defender for killing somebody else's pet. Killing a domestic animal, if not justified, can result in a charge of animal cruelty. It can also result in charges related to discharging a firearm in city limits or reckless endangerment of some kind. If facing an attacking animal while anywhere close to other people, be sure to avoid taking warning shots. This is a bad idea when facing an attacking human. It is a bad idea when facing a dangerous animal. Unless you're in a remote area where firing the weapon will have no legal ramifications or pose a danger to others. A lot of people... Here, let me give you an example. A lot of people will try to... In many states, some predator species, like the grizzly bear, are protected in many states. So killing a protected animal holds severe legal consequences. So... The use of force against wild animals is hardly without consequence. And it might lead the prudent individual only to use deadly force if it's absolutely necessary. But defending yourself or another person from an attacking bear is legitimate self-defense. But short of acting in true self-defense, killing such animals should not be taken lightly. And you shouldn't, if you're going to go into a place where these animals are, you need to know the law, as they apply to the animals that could pose a danger to you in the environments that you're going to. Common species like coyotes are rarely protected. I think you can probably just kill them and leave them laying there. Gray wolves are almost always protected as endangered species. The penalty for killing a coyote is essentially non-existent. Killing a protected gray wolf is a significant crime. You should know the law. Generally, with domestic dogs or other pets, you are legally justified to shoot such animals in rural environments if they are on your land and attacking your livestock. And this is typically applies to wild predators, though you must know if a particular species is protected and endangered. Common predators like coyotes and nuisance animals like wild pigs and domestic dogs alike can typically be killed if they threaten livestock or human life on your property. But then again, you know, make sure. Be sure that you act only in justified defense. And the main principle to abide by, you know, using force against animals falls short of a homicide charge,
but it is never free of consequence. And so the overriding principle concerning the use of force with animals should be similar to using force against human beings. It's only justified if necessary. Most would agree that an animal life is probably not considered as sacred as a human life, but it is hardly inconsequential. No well-adjusted human being would want to kill a domestic pet for little reason, so using force only if necessary is the rule to abide by. And likewise, know the law as it applies to wild predators in your vicinity and use force only if necessary for self-defense. It's a very simple thing to consider, but at the same time, I watch a lot of camping videos, and I see a bunch of these guys going out. I follow this one guy, and I'm not going to name him because I think one of the things he does is sort of unsound. He does carry a weapon, but he carries a Glock 43. Now, I know there's like this race to get to the bottom of what is the smallest gun they can make that actually works, that we can carry, so we can carry comfortably. Except a weapon like that, in the face of, say, a bear attack, where a lot of places he goes, he knows there are black bears. I just don't think that's viable. The other thing is, when you go out into the wilderness, you may run into very rogue humans. A lot of them operate out there, do a lot of things. In the wilderness, there is no rapid response. There's nobody coming around the corner. You know, you're in the wilderness. The person that may be coming to help you, they're probably going to have to come aerially, and they're going to have to find you. And in the wilderness, nothing like that is actually something that just happens that easily. So when you go out there, you have got to be totally prepared for whatever may show up, and then you've got to do it. And knowing the law as it applies to dealing with wildlife is one big thing. If you know what it is regarding humans, know what it is regarding wildlife if you're spending some time out there. And you need that, too, if you're living in a suburban or urban area. Coming up next, we should be joined by writer and activist Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.